You're listening to Our Given Purpose, the podcast. I am Tori, your host, and I am here to help you gain clarity, organize your thoughts, and prepare to focus on your assignment. Let's COP cop our purpose together. If you are new here, welcome. I invite you to check the show notes so you can start at the beginning. If you are returning, hello and thank you. Thank you for continuing to progress with us. I am overjoyed by the positive response I have received, and I am encouraged by your willingness to step out on faith and take a different approach to become emotionally balanced and spiritually mature. This is season 4 and week 9 of Elements of Arrogance and Pride. Please consider downloading and sharing this content, adding us to your virtual library via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or iHeartRadio is absolutely free, and you'll be notified when new podcasts are available. Additional links and information can be found at OurGivenPurpose.com. Let's clarify, organize, and prepare with God. Your exclusive mentoring session begins now. We invite God into this space and into our hearts and into our minds. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for the opportunity to focus on you and your majestic holiness. Lord, without you, I struggle. Thank you for straightening my path that I may walk in joy towards you. Thank you for being our light shining in the darkness. Thank you for always being our provider, our protector, and loving us completely. We are grateful to serve you, Father. Thank you for this time of fellowship and for those who will hear this broadcast. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in this manner. All unto thee, O Lord, all unto thee. In your name I pray. Amen. Arrogance, the ultimate betrayal of social media, part 2. Person of purpose, we are discussing the betrayal of social media. It is a sickening feeling. Hatred is real. Pride is real. Fear is real. Arrogance is real. Anger is real. But guess what? Our God, our Lord, our Abba Father, He is real. I invite you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 17, and let's read verse 17. So Proverbs 17, 17, and it says, "A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need." Amen. That is Proverbs 17, 17, the New Living Translation. So person of purpose, I want to pose a few questions. What if we don't love what the other person is doing or what they're doing with their life? What if we don't want to love them through it? Well, that is where we fail ourselves and others with thinking we have to attach a feeling to each and everything someone else is doing. If our attention is on God and what He would have us learn, we will be able to love each other at all times because we operate in the knowledge that God is working through them as well. We won't be so quick to judge. Instead, we ask, "What is it that God wants me to do with the information I have right now?" Can we pause long enough to hear from God? If so, I believe a lot of things would be crystal clear. The dead-end jobs, feeling undervalued, understanding how people manipulate us for their personal gain, keeping what I call the indebted mentality of service going. It would be so amazing if we could judge events correctly for ourselves and stay steadfast in what God has called us to do. Now, I am proof that living outside of the will of God is frustrating. I exhausted myself trying to please people. Going the extra mile, praying that they would like what I offered, only to be used over and over again because that is the character I revealed. I wanted to worship the idol of man. I was a people pleaser. I am so grateful that God broke the chains of that sinful, self-centered bondage. I got clear on what God's intentions were for my life, and I am praying you will as well. You may be asking yourself, how is it that pleasing other people would make someone selfish or self-centered? That is because we are looking for the applause. We're looking for the attaboy, attagirl, good job. And when we feed into that and we need that in order to survive or to do the next thing, people who understand that mentality will prey on that psychological barrier, that need of approval. And there are some very crafty people out here who will use that to their advantage and get you to do things, stretch your schedule so thin because they understand and know that they can get you to do pretty much anything as long as they either A, applaud you for your efforts, or B, withhold it long enough so you will continue to do more, that you continue to question your value and your worth and what it is that you are producing. It's notebook time, people of purpose. If you haven't already started taking notes, I invite you to do so now. In bold letters, write the words clarify, organize, and prepare. Leave a few lines between them. For your convenience, there is a free PDF printable. You can either download it or just use it as an example. You know who you are. And as we continue with this session, write down the questions or statements that resonate with you under clarify, organize, or prepare. On the PDF, I have defined those words. We each come from a different background and use social media for different reasons: personal, business, to stay connected with loved ones, or perhaps you use it begrudgingly. I'm not sure what brought you to our given purpose, the podcast, today, but I hope you will feel encouraged to do your work. Choose your heading. Whether this is something you need to seek clarity for, organize into an applicable action, or prepare by strategizing with God, you need to decide where these questions or statements will go. Number one, who is influencing me right now? Is this something you need clarity? Do you need to organize this, or do you need to be prepared to endure who is influencing you? Number two, same system. Clarify, organize, prepare. Who motivates or inspires what you are doing with your life? To go along with that question, ask yourself, is that person who is influencing me motivated by love, jealousy, pride, or fear? Let's take a moment and ponder that, okay? Again, all these questions are listed in the show notes and on the PDF. So hopefully you have your questions and statements and maybe even your answers in the proper category that applies to you. Now let's make a list of friends, family, people you come in contact with regularly, online and in person. I want you to write down at least three things you agree on, such as spiritual alignment, finances, or entrepreneurial ventures. Okay, be very specific. This list is not designed to make you unfollow, block, or cancel people from your life, okay? I know I've had problems defining boundaries with relationships in the past, and this is one way to organize the types of relationships you have. As you pray over and through your list, ask God to help you weed out those who are bringing you down, draining you of energy, and also ask Him to reveal your errors. Oh yeah, don't think this is a one-way street. No, this is a twofold event. There may be people that you have improperly influenced and have crossed the line because your negativity is projecting fear, envy, pride, or arrogance. Hey, Purposeful Family, did you know that each time you download, listen, share, and subscribe to this podcast, you are letting these internet streets know that you value quality Christian content? Yes, Purposeful People, I need your support. You can rate, review, and share this episode on your social media platforms, email, or even text them. Our Given Purpose, the podcast, is a space for us to gather virtually. I encourage you to have conversations, collaborate, and let your authentic self shine through. Be a blessing and keep on pressing the share tab. Download Our Given Purpose, the podcast, and Talking on Purpose with Tori, the podcast and internet show, to your library. Your purpose is your mission. It is what adds value and meaning to your life. Learning how to harness anger, arrogance, pride, and fear to spark joy, humility, realness, and tenacity? Woo! Okay? Please remember, you can visit OurGivenPurpose.com anytime you want to use these exclusive mentoring sessions, devotionals, and other resources as tools. We hope you will connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All the links are in the show notes. Let's turn our attention back to Arrogance, the Ultimate Betrayal of Social Media, Part 2, on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. We continue with the PDF printout, and please refer to it as we conclude this exclusive mentoring session. Social media is a great way to connect. I encourage churches, congregants, and especially pastors to set up this additional medium to stay in touch locally while spreading the message globally. That is how it is used for good. However, I suppose to really appreciate the good, we have to see the suffering and injustice. Watching, seeing, looking at the horrific acts people are capable of and are fearless and ashamed to do so. They've been openly recorded in the act, and that is what is disturbing, evil, and sinister. It reminds me to keep my eyes focused on God. Otherwise, I could easily want to retaliate and take matters into my own hands. But who would it help? How will the healing process begin if I were to live with the mindset of an eye for an eye? If you've read the Old Testament, you will know that the punishment of God's wrath outweighs anything we could conjure up. And yet, He, our Lord, will be just. His justice is righteous. What do we do? We commit to communicating. We trust in the way of our Lord and allow Him to act. Social media is a tool. It is something to be utilized, which means we have to learn how to use it appropriately. God has told me I need to listen. We as a community of believers need to listen. Sometimes all a person needs is to feel like they are being paid attention to, that their feelings, however temporary, deserves empathy. And then there are times of unrest, and the body of Christ is summoned to action. We can fast, pray, and know that God will strengthen us to endure His plans. Don't give up or give in to what you are going through. Don't be the stone that weighs down. Rather, be the life vest that will help others stay afloat. Be the peacemaker and advise others on how they can make God a priority. He makes a way. God shows us what and who we need to be in contact with and how to maneuver through it. He will show us where the mudslides will be and how we can avoid them. He will be there in our most desperate hour of need. We can pray to Him. So don't become trapped in your circumstances and wallow in self-pity. Get up. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for the spirit within you that wants you to be an influencer in your community, to be someone God uses as an example of how to be holy and righteous, not taking from or preying on the sympathy of others. Social media is one example, but it really can be anything that causes us stress, frustration, or to cast the demon of hatred. The point is that we become a friend and love our enemies at all times. When we love God, we call Him our friend. When we love God, we receive a heart of forgiveness. When we love God, we receive wisdom and knowledge. When we love God, we receive the blessing of righteousness, receive the blessing of holiness, receive and put on the full armor to defend ourselves, receive and speak truth of His ways and His word. Show up when we are called. Show up when we're not called. Show up when we think we are needed. We are to show up, clothed properly with love as the filter and joy as our guide. If either of those two things are missing and it is hate speech or retaliation, take it to the throne before you use your smartphone. And while you're there, pray the Lord's blessing over your conduct that He may do His will and you are not doing your own. Pray for strength. Pray for endurance. Pray for peace. Pray for intelligence. Pray for security. Pray for wisdom. Pray for healing. Pray for understanding. Pray for a breakthrough. Pray for the chains to be broken. Pray for the hearts to be softened. Pray for renewal. Pray for love. You are not alone to fight battles of any kind, whether they are spiritual, mental, financial, or physical. God did not intend for us to feel alone, lonely, or left out. He cares for us, and we are to care for each other through the crisis, through the turbulent circumstances that come our way. We can brace ourselves knowing that times will not always be easy and go in prepared for the droughts and the famines and the discord. We can trust in God, our Lord and Savior, to help us walk through in joy because our focus is on our Redeemer. Who is influencing you? Is it Christ? Is it a pastor? Is it a minister? Is it a musician, a friend, a family member, a coworker? Who is your priority? Who do you want to imitate? Is that person saved? Is that person imitating the one true living God? If not, it may be time to switch up who you are allowing to influence you. I want to end with the Bible reading for this mentoring session. Please turn to Romans chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 9 through 21. As you are thinking about copying your purpose, please be patient with the process. The clarity, organization, and preparation takes time. Be willing to submit to God's will. The scripture is also found in the show notes, Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Love must be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, be attached to what is good. Being devoted to one another in brotherly love, esteeming one another more highly in honor, not lagging in diligence, being enthusiastic in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, enduring in affliction, being devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, pursuing hospitality. bless those who persecute. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Think the same thing toward one another. Do not think arrogantly, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own sight. Pay back no evil for evil. Take thought for what is good in the sight of all people. If it is possible on your part, be at peace with all people. Do not take revenge yourselves, dear friends, but give place to God's wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap coals of fire upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for being our greatest example of love, kindness, patience, forgiveness, and respect. Lord, may we all walk in your ways and be purposefully effective with our lives for you. In your name I pray. Amen. You've just actively participated in Arrogance, the Ultimate Betrayal of Social Media, Part 2, the podcast, Season 4, Episode 18. Through these exclusive mentoring sessions, we hope to support your desire to clarify, organize, and prepare so you are equipped to walk boldly in your purpose. Feel free to share and download these episodes. Connect with us at Our Given Purpose on Facebook and Instagram, and at OGP the Podcast on Twitter. We are in these internet streets praying and socializing. Our Given Purpose has 12-week mentoring sessions available for those who want to do their work privately. Elements of Anger began in January, and you can go through the process at your own pace. We are in week 9 of Elements of Arrogance and Pride, and we will break in August. We return on Tuesday, September 1st with Elements of Fear. The weekly devotionals and news are posts that help deepen your internal conversation. So you can start with week 1 and keep moving forward. All of the mentoring sessions are Christ-driven, as I am a Trinitarian. So I use scripture to help clarify, organize, and prepare with God's holy word. Please visit OurGivenPurpose.com. The seeds are being sprinkled, y'all. Where are they falling? By the road? In shallow soil? In the thickets? Or will they find a home in fertile soil unobstructed by anger, arrogance, pride, or fear? Let's get the tools out. We've got fruit to grow. Don't forget to check the show notes. Do it now. You've got a smartphone. Download this episode so you can easily find it later. And subscribe. Subscribe and share. Share on your media pages as a post or story. You've got your homework. Now make sure your brothers and sisters have theirs as well. Thank you for being here. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose, the podcast.